you everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, 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 withholding nothing. I give you all of me, 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 yeah. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me, I give you all of me. And we say, King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me, I give you all of me. One more time we say, King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me, 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 withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I've been changed. healed, freed, delivered. I found joy, peace, grace, and favor. I've been changed, healed, freed, delivered. I found joy, peace, grace, and favor. Right now is the moment. Today is the day. I've been changed. I've been changed. I have waited for this moment to come, and I won't let it pass me by. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go back, I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. All my shame, guilt, sins forgiven, no more chains, fear, my past is over. Right now is the moment. Today is the day. I've been changed. I've been changed. I have waited for this moment to come, and I won't let it pass me by. So we say, I won't go back, I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go back, I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go back, I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Right now is the moment. Today is the day. I've been changed. I've been changed. I have waited for this moment to come, and I won't let it pass me by. I won't go back, I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go back, I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Georgia. Father, we honor you, we love you, and we thank you for who you are and what you have done, and we're not going back. We thank you for the Master's Call and our two precious co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. And we thank you for the team, Lord God. And we thank you for the word that is going to come forward. Thank you for our psalmist, Lord. Thank you, Father, that she's young and sold out to you, so we honor you. We thank you for your faithfulness to our family, to the Diaz de Leon family. And as we continue to hear what the word is today for each and every single one of us, we know it is going to be planted on good ground. And I thank you, Lord God, for a good report when we go in for this appointment and when we come out in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, family, we love you. We're glad you're here. I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there? Host, are you there, victorious woman of God?
God morning, God morning, God morning.
Morning, God morning. Good morning, good morning. I am here. So again, thank you, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting us. And good morning, Mr. Harrington. And of course, we want to say thank you to our amazing psalmist this morning, Psalmist Kaylin, who just came up and just ushered us into the presence of the Lord. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and on October 25th, 2010, the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this call because of their obedience to the Master. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that God is a God of order, so we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. The Master's Call has an interactive website where you can find all of the messages archived since the inception of the call. You can find our speakers' bios as well as any prayer objectives for our fast. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. There you will also find our theme for this year, which is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith, in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter such as Minister Robin did, as a psalmist such as our psalmist Kaylin did, or as a host as I am doing now, if you were given a word from the Lord for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda, or our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. Friday, we have part two of our call, which is your prayer requests and praise reports taken live. And again, we know that that has happened since the foundation of the call. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And that call is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life, who just bring forward the important information about the products, and they help us continue to move forward with the information. Today is Awareness Wednesday that is hosted by the phenomenal Flanagans, excuse me, the power couple, the phenomenal Flanagans, and that today's topic will be depression. So I am getting ready to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room this morning can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's speaker is someone that we all know. She is our current prayer general, Brenda Terrell. Brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic, God took Brenda under his wing when she was 12 years old. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. After graduating as an honors roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married her husband, Freddie Terrell, and moved to Texas, where they became members of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray Jr. Being a spirit-filled church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in the gifts that God has given them. She is an encourager. She is a woman after God's own heart. She is the proud mother of 5 grown children, and through the years, God has blessed Brenda. Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. So I am going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, woman of God, the floor is yours.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for that cordial introduction. And I love you. I love you for allowing God to use you in such a mighty way with the hosting this morning. And I tell you, Minister Robin stepped in. Thank you so much. And what a treat that God gave us this morning. Hearing Mr. Harrington and greeting with him this morning, glory to God. Blessings to you, man of God. Thank you so much for the both of you sharing your love through the phone from New Jersey. Safe travels to you and blessings to you this day. Psalmist Kaylin, God bless you, sister. Hallelujah. God used you this morning for the perfect, perfect songs. For the message this morning, withholding nothing, and I won't go back, can't go back to the way it used to be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, young woman of God. And I got to say thank you and God blessings to our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. These women of God just stand firm on God's word, and I'm telling you, the power of God is constantly moving through the TMC family and the whole call day by day because of these women of God saying yes to the Master. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Yes, Lord. I thank you because you withheld nothing, oh God. You withheld nothing for your people. So, Father God, just take this vessel to use for your glory, that we all will receive what the Lord has for us this morning. We thank you, we glorify you, and we honor you, because you are our master. In Jesus' name, amen. I will be speaking to you this morning on no greater love. No greater love. You know, a few weeks ago, the Spirit of God led me to speak on taking back our territories. And he later informed me that we will continue that thought pattern, but we're going to take it with a different twist, if you will. And I'm going, wow, okay, Lord. Now, if you recall last time I spoke, I strongly talked about having the mindset of heirs and joint heirs with Jesus and being transformed daily. The mindset of knowing we are victorious within the kingdom of God with truth and love. Therefore, we're standing solid with Romans 8:38. We are persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No greater love. You see, we're in a time and season where we must meditate on the love of God, concentrate on his love, saturate in his love, measure everything by his love. God mentioned to me that our churches, yeah, the body of Christ, yeah, many of us had become so self-righteous that most have become the modern-day Pharisees and Sadducees. They wouldn't know Jesus if he came back and walked the earth. We, yes, I'm including myself, become self-centered, hypocritical, and spoiled, to name a few. How many times have we told anybody that God loves them? I had to repent and ask my Father, who has loved me through all of my mess, for forgiveness. We, the church, instead of listening and being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, continue with our own programs, our own agendas, Sabbath after Sabbath, Sunday after Sunday, year after year, decade after decade. Then here comes Rona. Now, we're in a position to come together in our homes and allow the Spirit of God to speak to us on an individual basis, asking us to show his love. You know, 2 John 1 and 6 says, love means doing what God has commanded us, and he has commanded us to love one another. Now, if we remember, God spoke in Deuteronomy 6. Yes, he did. And he spoke the commandments, and he detailed these things out to the Israelites, and they were given, and he started with love. He said, God specifically told us to love the Lord our God. Excuse me. He told Israel, and he's telling us the same thing that Jesus summed it up in Matthew 22, just go through it. Yeah, go through that whole chapter. But he said, love the Lord our God with all our hearts, all our souls, and all our minds. Then love our neighbor as ourselves. No greater love. See, this love is solid. It's unconditional. It's international. It's interracial. It's interdenominational. It's interactive. Yes, and it's intentional. After all, our Father demonstrated his love with the capacity of all of the above. For God so loved the world, international, that he gave his only begotten Son, interactive, that whosoever, interracial and interdenominational, believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's truly intentional. No greater love. As we meditate on this powerful demonstration of love, he perfectly created the cross. Think about it. Where our Savior's vertical position represents our relationship with the Father from earth to heaven. Then his arms stretching horizontally represents our relationship, or represented our relationship with each other. Our relationship with the Father was restored and sealed by Jesus Christ, who first loved us. Then he made us, the believers, as his body. And with that, let's always keep 1 Corinthians 13 in the forefront of our hearts and our minds. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Now, while reading that and then reading different versions, I said, Lord, I got to read this message version. It says, love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel. That means rejoice when others are down. Takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Puts up with anything. Trust God always. Always looks for the best. Never looks back. But keeps going to the end. No greater love. See, in this high-tech period, we have been conditioned to adhere more to computers, iPads, cell phones alike, more technical communication and less verbal. Everything, yes, you see people texting everything, and many times we don't even take up the phone and give a call so we could hear the voices, hear the love that are in the voices. Reality shows that people, including Christians, are afraid to speak to people, let alone witness to them. And we heard Pastor Everett yesterday mention that we need to start speaking to people. We need to start letting people know who they are in Christ Jesus. Let them know that Christ's blood is still available to those that don't know him. Let's get in tune with the Spirit of the Lord who leads us into all truth. 1 Peter 4:8 encourages us to love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. It overlooks unkindness and unselfishly seeks the best for others. Yes, it does. God refuses to be second. He refuses to be second to anything. And he has been tremendously patient with us. I know you agree with me. I know he's been patient with me, with my shortcomings, not speaking to people, not letting people know that he loves them, not ministering to people the way I should, even the more, running my own agendas. He's been patient with me. Oh, God, forgive us. Help us to love, Lord, like you love. You know, Jesus had told the disciples that after Judas left the room, in John 13, you could go and read it, 34 and 35, he said, so now, I am giving you a new commandment. A new commandment, Lord? Oh, I thought we had all the commandments. A new commandment? Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. That's the bottom line. Love one another so the world will see that we are his disciples. You see, it's not only just verbal, but they will feel it. They will know it. They will know his presence is there. His love is abiding and overtaking them. If that's not a Selah moment, I don't know what is. He had demonstrated a love that man had not seen in those days. My question is today, are we at ground zero? Think about it. We're going through Rona. We're going through a time where division and diversity is being demonstrated in such a manner. But we can't retaliate with the same. I'm talking to Brenda. We can't retaliate with the same attitude. We got to let people know that God's love abides in us. There's a beautiful song that Smokey Narvel wrote, and it's called No Greater Love. And see, for the sake of time, I'm going to share a little of the chorus, but I'm also going to ask Minister Tiffany to come and sing just a little bit. But he said Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head, and then he died. That's love. That's love. See, John 15:13 tells us, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Oh, glory to God. And then another translation, TPT, says, for the greatest love of all is a love that sacrifices for all. And this great love is demonstrated when a person sacrifices his life for his friends. I'm asking you, are we there? Are we willing to sacrifice our lives for others? There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's the NLT. Minister Tiffany, can you come and give us a little small rendition?
They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me, he died. That's love. That's love. Now that's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love. There is no greater love. There is no greater love. There is no greater love, no greater love.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, sister. Yes, they did. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head, and then he died. That's love. But just like she said, that's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again. Yes, he did. That's love. That is truly love. And that resurrection power is still abiding in each and every one of us. You see, he demonstrated the unconditional, the international, the interracial, the interdenominational, the interactive, and the intentional love of God. Just like Minister Psalmist Kalen said this morning, I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. See, the real change is demonstrated with his love. That's love. And we got to allow God to constantly move in our lives, in our hearts, and in our minds with the greater love that Jesus has given to each and one of us. Have a wonderful day. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Prayer General, for that on time and powerful word. I will be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer over our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we ask right now that you pour into this woman of God a hundredfold of that she poured out to us. Father, fill her till she overflows. Lord, touch her family. Be an ever-present help in her time of need. Father, touch everything that is concerning her. Keep her in your perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. Father, we thank you for the woman of God and the word that came forward so powerfully. Lord, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and their families, Lord. Keep them in perfect peace, Father. Give them your peace which passes all understanding. Lord, we ask you right now to touch our bereaved family, Minister Wanda, Minister Sharon. Father God, you know each and every heart that is broken from the loss of a loved one due to COVID or otherwise. Father, keep them right now as they continue to walk out this season of bereavement, Lord. You know the need. You know the desire. And when all the friends and family have gone back home and it's just you and them, Father, be their peace. Be their comfort in this time, Father, as they continue to just walk according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan. Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to continue to touch the Des De Leon family and the Artist Life family, Father. Father, you know that it is a company that is seeking your will, faith, family, and lifestyle. So, Lord, just keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. Father, we know that we pray for Mr. Harrington as he is going to this appointment this morning, and we ask that you touch his body, Father, and that you just keep Minister Robin as she continues to just continue to love on her dad. Father, we love you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, the new morning motivational call. Today is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by our power couple, the Flanagans this morning. Today's topic is depression. We want to just thank you for joining us. If you want to hear the playback of this call, it's 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Thank you again, Psalmist Kaylin, for just opening us up this morning and ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And, of course, to our very own Minister Robin for seating and greeting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, to our prayer general, who just came forward straight from the throne room and just talked about, no greater love. So we thank you, Minister Brenda. Can you please come back and give us our benediction?
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai. And we want to say happy, happy 42nd anniversary to our wonderful Sir John and Minister Rosalind Peters out there in Bowie, Maryland. God bless you. May God continue to bless your union with many, many more years. Above all is what Colossians 3:14 says, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, and your excellent greatness. Thank you, Father, that we will go forth because of your word, because of your anointing, and because of the joy and the peace that you have placed within us. We will move forth in love. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. And we ask you, Father, that you continue to bless those that are on this call throughout this day and the days to come. We give your name praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful and glorious day.